This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Are you buying
great cash, homie,
or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney,
sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale. Get 60% off and a free entry door with a house of windows. Plus, pay nothing till 2027. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Ripping it with Ryan, featured artist Friday. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's on vacation. He'll be back on Tuesday. Big weekend going on in the world of sports. A lot of things happening. Orioles at Fenway, getting ready for the Red Sox. 1:35. First pitch, give you those lineups. Talk NBA playoffs with the Wiz. Walt Williams coming up bottom of the hour. OTAs next week for the Ravens. Open to the media on Wednesday. But right now, let's count that holiday money. Memorial Day as we pay tribute by ourselves.
Real numbers today. I think the market's still open for now. Looks like it. It's red, whatever it is. Dow Jones is down 314, S&P 500 down 49, NASDAQ also down 211, my goodness. DraftKings down 7 cents, I guess that's not as bad. And Under Armour, we'll end on a positive, is green, it's up 16 cents.
Bring it home, Jimmy Patsos.
That's right. All right, our sports topics for today will start in the NBA, where Tyrese Halliburton, he got all the recognition following the Pacers' Game 1 win over the Knicks, but really, Aaron Nesmith fueled that comeback effort, a barrage of three-pointers made. He finished the game with 8. That ties a career high for him. And just for reference, to show you what he's been doing so far in the postseason, he had 13 total threes in the entire 5-game series against Cleveland, 14 in the series against Milwaukee, already 8 in Game 1 here. Buy or sell, Bob, Nesmith won't have more than 8 threes for the rest of this series.
I'm going to sell it. I think he's feeling himself. Now, it all depends on whether or not they're going to be down 17 in the second half and somebody's going to need to start bombing away. But Nolan, I would think, because this is going to be a 6-7 game series, that he will find a way to make 8 more threes where it's all said and done.
Over to the Orioles. When the Orioles and Red Sox met at Camden Yards earlier this year, the result was a series win for Boston. Even after giving up 8 runs to Baltimore in one of those games, their pitching staff really had the O's lineup guessing. 27 strikeouts across the 3 games, an average of 9 per game. Now, to be fair, a lot of that was done by Garrett Crochet in his exceptional shutout start. Thankfully, the O's will miss him in this go-around. Buy or sell, Ryan, Baltimore strikes out less than 9 times per game in all 4 of this weekend's contests.
Oh, Nolan.
Mr. Positivity.
Yeah,
right. Where's the hesitation?
Sell high.
No, I'm gonna speak it into existence. Buy the fact that they're not gonna do it, right? I think they're starting to swing the bats better. I think it's a team that is building up more confidence, and they've actually, going back to even last year, they swung the bats well against Boston. Right, and yeah, you're avoiding Crochet, Lucas Giolito pitching for them. He's trying to get back. This is a favorable opportunity for Baltimore. Boston's a middle of the pack team ERA wise as well. So let's buy it, even if my mind has a different thought just because of baseball. But I'm buying because we're putting it out there into the atmosphere, Nolan.
Not allowed to say it. Let's go back to the over to the NFL. Roger Goodell. Well, he's been all in on playing NFL games abroad. Seen the international slate expand from just a few London games to really all over the globe. This year they'll play 7 international games, but he's not done. Doesn't want to slow down. Recently said that he sees the NFL playing 16 international games a season sometime within the next 5 years. Expanding the regular season to 18 games could help smooth that out. And we might be seeing a reality where every team plays abroad once per year. However, player support will be at least part of the equation here, and you ask the players right now, it's probably a pretty mixed reaction. Some of the players love it, others don't really like the travel, the demands on, you know, they're already operating on a strict routine here. You got to fly, you know, 10 plus hours overseas. That's not good. But buy or sell, Bob, the NFLPA will be able to block expansion of international scheduling.
I'm going to sell it because I don't think they're that strong as a players association. Major League Baseball and the NBA would totally put the kibosh on that sort of thing. NFLs follow the money. And NFL players, unfortunately, because of the violent nature of the sport, or unless you're a Lamar, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen level star, you're a disposable piece. And they don't care. They want the dough. Player safety, my ass. That's why we're going to have 18-game schedules. That's why we're flying you over to Timbuktu to play. Nah, selling it. NFLPA, nope, no soup for you.
And our last topic of the day here comes from Major League Baseball. We're talking about pitching trades, names that could be on the move. Well, prior to the season, Sandy Alcantara was among the most notable tradable pitcher names, but he was coming back from Tommy John surgery, had an uphill battle there, playing for a rebuilding team. In multiple years of control, that makes him pretty valuable, but so far, well, he's not really holding up his end of the deal. Nowhere near his former Cy Young self. In fact, flat out bad. 7.99 is the ERA for him so far this season. Will he ever return to that old form when he was so heavily used between 2021 and 23? Has he already peaked? Buy or sell, Ryan, it's worth it for Miami to hold on and pay Alcantara for another year in an effort to possibly get more at next year's deadline.
Oh, I'm buying 110%. Look, the Marlins don't have to do anything. They don't have to do anything. Why? The value is so low for Sandy when it comes to what teams are going to try to offer to get him. You only give up Sandy if you feel it's an offer that you cannot refuse. Because look at it, the Marlins, you already knew you're in a rebuilding situation. You have team control over him. If he whips into form here, and whether it's this year or next year, are teams still going to want them? You're damn right they're still going to want Sandy. So they're in no rush. And also, his deal is a steal right now. So I'm buying he's going to get back to some form of it. Is he going to be that Cy Young? I don't know, but I do believe we are going to see a much better Sandy here, whether it's towards the end of the season or in 2026.
When we come back, Walt Williams will be joining us. Are we going to see a better Knicks team in the fourth quarter than the one we saw a couple of nights ago when they lost to Indiana? Stunning loss at that. So the Wiz will talk about the NBA playoffs. Back to your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Is Mike Elias the right man for the job? He's given a blank check. Kind of, sort of. Is he the guy that can pull off the moves and sign the dudes? As Ryan has said, Orioles are retooling, not rebuilding. This is a flush year, but they better be back in it next year. Can he get it together?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.